Hi, I'm Stephanie Shandoff. I play Doralee in the 95 musical UK tour.
Really good to talk to you,
well,
Stephanie.
Care about me.
Yes, absolutely. Looking forward to hearing all about you. So, 9 to 5, the musical, the music, of course, by Dolly Parton. I mean, what was it that attracted you to be audition for the show and be part of that?
So originally, I auditioned for Ensemble, which I played in the first tour in 2019. I covered Doralee and I covered the office drunk Margaret, which was great fun. Game to go on for. So I did that for 11 weeks on the first tour, and then I joined the West End cast at the beginning of 2020. Then we all know what happened there.
Yeah, and then, exactly.
Recently, in the summer of 2021, this came through and they offered me this, which is insane for me. it's been three years.
Yeah, brilliant. So you've been involved in been involved in that in 9 to 5 in sort of various ways over the last few years. I mean, how does being on the West End stage, how does that compare to being at theatres around the country on tour?
I mean, I enjoy it all. A stage is a stage, an audience is always, it's wonderful just to be there wherever you are. It was like, the only thing I would say is I enjoy being in one place.
Yeah.
It's nice not to move around every week. That's the only thing. I mean, touring week by week is tiring, I can't deny. It's worth it every single time, but equally, West End is nice in the fact that you don't have to move and you can stay in your own house and comfortability of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's fun going around and seeing different places in the UK. I think last time we went to Dublin, which was super fun. Sad we're not going back there this time, but it's really nice to go all over the place and get to see lots of cities. We're back in Glasgow at the minute, and I love it here. You don't remember a place until you're back there and you're like, oh, I really love it here. So it's nice.
Do you get much time to, obviously you're busy with the production, a grueling schedule, but do you get much time to kind of go and have a wander around and do sort of touristy stuff and explore different parts of, places that you're performing at?
Quite honestly, no. I normally go straight to the theatre and back. If we've got a 7-show week rather than a 8-show week, then we have a bit more time because we don't have 3 double show days. Mm. We only have 2, so we have 2 daytimes this week to do with what we will, which will be nice. And you kind of do get to see the sights, but not as much as, obviously, you've got the evenings on, so a lot of stuff in cities happens in the evening, so you don't get to do that. But you do what you can. You go on nice walks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Around.
Yes, yeah. Walking's good. Walking's very good. Yes, absolutely. Clear your head and yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah,
so
outside rather than in the theatre.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can be an expert on walks around the country then, random places like that.
So
9 to 5. You mentioned the Dolly Parton musical. I mean, have you had a chance to meet Dolly Parton? Has that happened?
No, I haven't. The original cast, the London cast, they did, and she came to their opening, I believe.
No pressure there, then.
Which is super cool, yeah. I think I'd just disintegrate if she turned up at a show, especially because I'm playing her role. I'd just evaporate. I don't know what I'd do. I would love to meet. I mean, she had to okay all of us for each of our roles, which was daunting, but super cool now that it's okay. she's very involved with it still. But no, haven't met her. Would love to. But.
Okay, that's on the to-do list, on the bucket list. Meet Dolly Parton then.
Yeah. Hopefully.
But she is involved in the production, I believe, via a video, the start, I think, isn't she?
Yeah. So at the beginning, middle and end of the show, But at the start, she introduces every character herself. She like welcomes everyone. It's a really good way to like involve the audience and give them permission to be involved with the show. Like, she speaks directly to them. It's really nice. Just like makes people relax into it and feel like they're part of it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Which is especially good in post-COVID times where people are a bit tentative going back to the theatre.
Yes, but it is good to be back at the theatre, though, isn't it? You know, I mean, how was that lockdown period for you as a as an actor, not being able to perform? That must have been horrible for you.
Yeah, it wasn't great, and obviously we all had moments where, as you can guess, I won't go into detail. But I mean, fortunately for me, I'd done a couple of cruise contracts before, so I had a fair amount of savings behind me, so I wasn't terribly worried about like staying afloat with things. And the other thing is, I did move back to my parents, and my lovely parents housed me, because it did get to a point where like I could afford it for so long, and then it's not worth spending the money. It was fun. I didn't have another job. I didn't get another job. I just kind of did lots of hobbies.
Okay. And a lot of people did that, you know, discovering new hobbies and doing bits and pieces, you know, that you never had time to do before. So what was your sort of lockdown project then? What was it we would have found you doing?
I started making jewellery.
Oh, okay.
Like silversmithing, which is really fun. You get to like hammer things and burn things.
Sounds like fun.
I was actually like self-taught, like pretty decent at it. I made some things that I'm pretty proud of. But then obviously now that I've moved out of my parents to go on tour, like my setup there has been got rid of, and it's a gym now. No, I'm kidding. And I also took up aerial hoop, Mira. Just hung one of those in the garage, and you know, probably not the safest thing to be unsupervised with, but you know, I was all right. And roller skating.
Wow.
Tried roller skating, which I'm not good at.
Yeah, I'm not good at that either. So
have you got to try?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, lockdown gives you that chance to hit that sort of pause button and do stuff like that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But
stay sane and like keep your brain active.
Yeah, absolutely. But no, back on the stage now, where you love, and you know, it's just great for, you know, to be able to go back. Really great to be back for the theatre. And as when you're on stage, I've often wondered this. You know, we can obviously see you on the stage, but you know, bright lights shine your face. How much of the audience can you actually see from the stage generally?
We can see everyone. It's funny when there's people that definitely think that they can't be seen. There are people that you have to laugh, because otherwise it's really annoying. There's someone the other day that was recording with flash on.
Okay.
And it's just a torch. It's just a torch shining at you. we can pretty much see.
Okay.
At least like half of the stalls very, very well.
Right. Okay. So we're seeing.
You do catch some people, especially if they wear reflective clothing, then they're just constantly visible. Right. Like the jacket with the
So if you're sitting in the stalls, don't go picking your nose or anything, because you will be seen.
Yeah, don't go picking your nose. There's a point in the show where like I'm on stage, it's a bit of like a tableau thing, and I can literally just take that time. It's about a minute long, where I just scan the audience and just have a little people watch. It's really interesting.
I bet that's fascinating. And does it put you off? You know, you mentioned people with like, you know, phone flashes and, you know, reflective clothes. Does that put you off as an actor on stage at all, or have you kind of learned to kind of let that wash over you?
To an extent, yeah, it is a bit because it is disrespectful. Was it like when you see someone that's like asleep? But obviously, I don't know what's going on in their life or why they might be so tired. but oi, like, don't fall asleep. Yeah. I'm giving you everything here. And obviously, especially with the dancers doing like obviously dangerous things. And there's flying in the show. I don't know if I should have told you that.
Ooh, but, okay. No spoilers.
Dangerous things happen. Like people do flips and like turns and pushing set, and like if there's a distraction in the audience that's unexpected and very obvious, especially like at the King's Theatre where we're at now, it's a raked stage, so it just makes all the set movements like way heavier, like because of I don't know the math of it, but it just makes everything heavier to move and more difficult. So it just makes it that little bit more dangerous if someone's flashing their phone or talking really loudly, because your balance is with your ears, isn't it? And if you hear something randomly, then you could be thrown.
Interesting,
So it is. You can ignore it to an extent, but yeah, you can definitely
you can
definitely hear and see quite a lot.
Take that moment to people watch, and then afterwards you can say, yeah. You won't believe what they're up to.
Yeah, we talked about it in the wing.
You've been in 9 to 5 for the last few years. I mean, what's the plan for the future? Where do you sort of see yourself going from here?
I honestly don't know, and I'm happy to do whatever I love. I love all of this, so whatever life brings me, I will gladly take. One of my goals is to, and I'm hoping that the industry moves in that direction anyway, and it seems to be. I want to play some traditionally male roles. Like I'd love to be Fiero.
Okay.
I'd love to be Galileo.
Interesting.
Those kind of ones, because quite often the male roles have like the glory and the fun, and the female roles fall in love. And
yeah,
there are more plays being written that aren't that typical. Those like don't have those tropes, but it would be fun to kind of turn things on their head and play it in a non-traditional way. That's where I would like to be eventually.
Break with tradition, and of course, 9 to 5 kind of deals with sexism in the workplace, doesn't it? And it's your sort of your character, and you know, one of the three sort of leading ladies in the production, kind of plotting against the boss, sexism and all sorts. I mean, that must be a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. I can't give anything away. No. There's a lot of tricks and gags and surprises. It is good fun, especially being the extreme femme that I am in the show. It's drag, really.
Yeah.
And I know that Dolly would not mind, because she's famously said that if I wasn't a woman, I'd be a drag queen, I think. Maybe paraphrasing it, but she said that. I don't know when she said that, but it's basically drag, and I do feel like I'm adorning like a whole other persona, as you do in theatre, but it's so extreme that it gives you the permission to have fun in it.
Absolutely. Well, we're really looking forward to seeing you come to Woking on the 1st of February, your week in Woking. Really looking forward to it. I'm going to be there for, I think, your opening night, actually. So I'll make sure that I don't have my phone on, and I'll make sure I don't wear anything reflective.
Don't wear anything reflective.
but we're looking forward to seeing you in Woking. It's been really nice to talk to you, Stephanie, and hear all about you and your work.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.